Can we start with the intention you had in receiving your first session?
Sure. I had just been involved in a relationship for about 3 years with somebody who I was really in love with. Mm-hmm. And we had come to a point where the honeymoon phase had kind of died off, you know, the mm-hmm. initial lusty sexual phase. And we were starting to really get to know each other, and some of our sexual issues came up. Mm-hmm. And for me, I had a history of sexual abuse when I was younger, and throughout my life was very well aware that it had affected my intimate relationships. Mm-hmm. I was never able to have an orgasm mm-hmm. with somebody or with myself mm-hmm. In masturbation, and without referring to fantasy. Mm-hmm. And that was a direct effect from being taught to connect fantasy with orgasm mm-hmm. from a very early age, from mm-hmm. the abuse. Mm-hmm. So I had real healthy, intimate orgasm one-on-one with another person was something that didn't exist for me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to change that. Mm-hmm. And I was really happy to be involved with somebody who I finally did have a healthy love with, and I wanted to create the whole package of myself mm-hmm. as a healthy woman. And that was kind of the last piece that needed fixed mm-hmm. was I wanted to be able to have an orgasm with this man. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to have an orgasm with myself. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to get rid of any of the old problems and issues I had with intimacy because mm-hmm. of the abuse. Mm-hmm. So my intention coming in was to be able to explore that and learn to be present with pleasure enough to have an orgasm. Mm.
Can you share with me what you discovered and what evolved for you after each session?
The getting into the pleasure was not hard for me. You know, through the sensual massage and through the original stuff that you did with massage to mm-hmm. make me feel comfortable, relax me, that was really lovely and pleasurable. And I found myself, you know, being able to relax into pleasure. Mm-hmm. But when you started to do the G-spot massage and the internal work mm-hmm. on me, I was starting to notice that I had numbness and that I had pain. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting to me because I remembered that those were issues that happened when I had sex with people, mm-hmm. that I would have that numbness or I would have that pain. But in that moment that those things would occur, usually I would either check out mm-hmm. and go resort to fantasy mm-hmm. or I would stop mm-hmm. the act mm-hmm. in itself. So I never really encountered it. And your work was making me encounter it mm-hmm. on the spot. And what happened was I got very uncomfortable at first, but you helped me with the charging breath mm-hmm. to stay in the moment and stay present with what I was feeling. And I had a remarkable breakthrough mm-hmm. in our first session because of that. I felt like I was revisited. My early trauma was revisited. I felt like I was being held down. I felt like I was afraid. And I wanted really badly at that point to flee. Mm-hmm. And through working with the breath, I was able to instead experience that in a safe place, mm-hmm. in a room with you mm-hmm. where I felt safe. And suddenly, and it's hard to explain because it was such a phenomenal experience, but suddenly I felt like this very big mass of darkness had lifted off of me mm-hmm. that was very ancient and very old. Mm-hmm. And I felt my entire body quiver with this release. Mm-hmm. And I felt this extreme vulnerability come over me. Mm-hmm. And I felt my body electrocute. I mean, it was just insane. I just felt charged with electricity all of a sudden, as if I had been renewed mm-hmm. cellularly. Mm-hmm. And it was so powerful. And I've had experiences before where I have encountered that dark energy mm-hmm. and intellectually understood it, you know, mentally understood it. But this really was my body mm-hmm. letting something go mm-hmm. that had not been let go through all the intellectual work I had done. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and I've done this in every session with you, that at the end, I always curl up in a fetal position, mm-hmm. almost like a little baby, mm-hmm. because I feel like brand new, and I feel like I'm in this womb. And it took me 24 hours. I almost felt like I had the flu. And it took me about 24 hours of just being at home and being silent and, you know, taking care of myself and napping with blankets. But I felt like I was brand new after that. And I really realized that I had never, as much as I understood all the parts of me that had trauma, I had never confronted it and sat with it and processed through it in the way that I did with your work. So it was huge.
What stands out in what you shared was that you had recognized when you were experiencing the pain and numbness in your G-spot and your different areas of your yoni, that you recalled that you would either go into fantasy or stop the experience. In previous experiences, when that numbness or painness would arise, it sounds like in the session, you allowed the sensations and feelings to come up, but you weren't re-experiencing the trauma itself because you were aware of being present in the room and in the session.
Right.
And we were engaging in a discharging breath to discharge the pain and the heaviness that you were feeling in your arms and different parts of your body, which allowed for that new energy to really come into your body after letting go of that.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I remember is when you were instructing me at that moment in the charging breath and you had me look in your eyes, it was an anchor that I am in this healing space. This is what I am here to do. I'm safe. So it was very helpful.
Do you recall what happened in the second session and how that might have been, how that was different from the first?
This time it wasn't as intense, but I definitely felt like I was thawing out. I felt like at points when we were doing the breath with the numbness that I actually could feel like a river on a clot of dirt kind of dissipates the dirt clot. I kind of felt that happening inside of me. And I felt like I was thawing out. And instead of just feeling things intensely in one central location that you were working on, it was integrating throughout my whole body. So for me, I've always, again, when I had the kind of what I call the negative experiences of masturbation or sex where I fix it to fantasy, it's always very intense and genital focused and, you know, it's more about, you know, getting off. And this time I felt pleasure like waves reverberating through my whole body. And I started to feel myself as an integrated sensual being instead of sex parts. And that's when I really came in to the yoni because from all I've heard about it and talked about it and was told about it by you, you know, I've never thought of myself as, or my vagina as being this like beautiful creature that's there for me. And that's a flower and that's beautiful. So like all of my weird negative associations kind of went away. So that whole second session was about thawing and melting and just rediscovering the feminine pleasure of me.
How beautiful. Do you remember, I know it kind of like blurs because we've had four sessions, but do you remember how the third session was different from the others? Because by this time you'd had two sessions.
I remember a lot of pleasure in the third session. I remember being completely amazed that I was feeling such deep pleasure. I remember almost being brought to orgasm. I just remember how intense it was that I finally was free of all this other stuff that had come around sex for me. And I actually physically felt like a wall was like crumbling. Being removed. It was crumbling.
Yeah, it seems like it was in the third session that we kind of turned the corner from having released a lot of that past trauma that was still lodged in you so that the energy could really flow freely and you know, in a vibrant way.
Absolutely.
I think it was around the third session that you had a lot of memories come up through your dreams.
Oh, right. Yeah, I had, it was between the second and third session. I started to dream, mm-hmm. and I started to have memories of, I started to have joyful experiences, whereas I would look at my sexual past before this as something that was flawed and had, you know, abuse in it and all of this stuff and my inability to be intimate. But I started to have dreams that reconnected me with the like 10 to 12 year old little girl mm-hmm. who is finding sexuality for the first time mm-hmm. in a joyous and innocent and pure way. Mm-hmm. The innocence, that's a big thing that came in the third session I'm remembering now. Mm-hmm. I remember that I was no longer, you know, this 42-year-old jaded woman, mm-hmm. but suddenly I felt like I was this little girl like running in the field. Oh. And I'm getting emotional right now even remembering it, because I definitely forgot that she was a part of me uh-huh. and that I had, you know, protected her away for so long. But then suddenly now I was able to reconnect to her again. And I definitely saw her in dreams. In my relationship at home with my boyfriend, mm-hmm. I started to feel more giddy mm-hmm. and joyful just in, you know, wanting to run up and kiss him for no reason mm-hmm. or, you know, give him a hug just because I felt like it. I didn't feel those barriers anymore mm-hmm. of, you know, am I going to be rejected by him, or am I going to be, you know, overly emotional, or any of those things that I had put up to protect myself mm-hmm. in the sexual arena. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge return to that innocence.
Mm-hmm. Can you share how... I mean, you've already been talking about how it's seeped and affected different areas of your life. I'd love to hear more about how it's affected your intimacy and the dynamic with your partner.
Sure. Well, when I first came, I really wanted to be able to be healthy sexually so that I could be a good partner in my boyfriend's sexual issues and his journey towards healing his own issues. We both came to the relationship with issues, mm-hmm. but our love for each other caused us both to want to put those issues on the table mm-hmm. and to heal them in whatever ways we needed to heal them. And I chose to come to you. Mm-hmm. He chose to go to a traditional therapist mm-hmm. and he's never had therapy before. I've had years of it. Mm-hmm. So I was very clear that I needed some work, body work, mm-hmm. Cellular work. Mm-hmm. And as I went through the process with you and started to heal my issues, I learned that I could be more open to helping him with his from a objective, unconditional, unbiased space. Mm-hmm. You know, to give you an example, whereas before we might be talking about something that he has an issue with that triggered me mm-hmm. in a way because I was reacting to it from my past issues in that department. Now I no longer had those issues, so I could come to him with a state of grace mm-hmm. and allow whatever needed to be said, whatever needed to be addressed to happen without him fearing that I was going to project mm-hmm. some of my issues onto it. So it really brought me to like a very neutral space. Mm-hmm. It almost gave me a blank slate mm-hmm. to start over mm-hmm. on and discover my sexuality now, which is another huge part of the work we did mm-hmm. is that I never would have thought to just take a bath and play or light candles and mm-hmm. pamper myself for an evening or, you know, even with masturbation, you know, have a ritual around it, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And I was a little uncomfortable trying that at mm-hmm. first. You know, it's like as, you know, especially taking, you know, a half hour out of the day and saying, don't come bother me, I'm going to be in the bedroom mm-hmm. and devoting space to my sensuality. I mean, that's just, I don't know why it's so hard for women to do that, but it tends to be.
Yeah.
And I, now that's one of my favorite times with myself.
I love that.
And it's definitely had an impact on the rest of my life. I mean, I feel like even the way I interact with other people in the world, mm-hmm. I come at them in just a more joyous, open, embracing way now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not closed off or, you know, I'm very free and
mm-hmm.
open.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It's interesting because I didn't say this, I didn't intend it, but through working with you and then through, you know, the homework of the home play, et cetera, I started to be unabashed mm-hmm. about my sensuality. Mm. And I don't mean so much that it always, you know, had to lead to sex, but I was very much more open to just running and sitting on my boyfriend's lap while he was at the computer during the workday and mm-hmm. just giving him a kiss for no reason or, mm-hmm. you know, squeezing him or, you know, things I would not have done in the past mm-hmm. because I would have been afraid. Am I going to be rejected? Mm-hmm. I would be, you know, afraid of bothering him. But what I realized is that, and when you really are in touch with yourself mm-hmm. and you're really in touch with your sensuality, sensuality is creative.
It is.
It is a huge creative energy.
Absolutely.
I mean, birth mm-hmm. in itself is the biggest creative act sure. in the world.
Sure.
So I've realized that, you know, we tend in our society to connotate or connect sensuality with the act of sex, mm-hmm. which it certainly is a part of, mm-hmm. but that there's so much more in life that sensuality benefits mm-hmm. from just that act. I mean, I'm prone to be standing in a grocery store line now and tell the woman in front of me how beautiful she is just because I'm so alive, yes. you know, and I'm just feeling so incredibly generous and, you know, yes. all of these other things that the work has benefited me in. And I, you know, I find myself being more expansive into the world today than I ever was. Mm-hmm. And really, I'm really high on the whole, you know, being this being in the world and how it has an effect on other people. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to express it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're nourishing the whole universe.
Absolutely.
Enjoying your sensate, yourself as a sensate being.
Absolutely. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all women could get to that place and yeah. just sparkle around the universe?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Yeah, it would change the world.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.